According to police records, the Richardsons allegedly threatened the relative following the theft of $15,000 in cash and 7 pounds of marijuana from their Sawmill Creek home in Sitka. A police search of the residence later turned up 25 quarter-ounce baggies of marijuana, 8 larger vacuum-sealed bags containing 10 ounces of marijuana, and large amounts of marijuana seeds and stems that had been sorted from the product. Police also located several firearms in the search. Richardson's 2001 Dodge Durango allegedly contained a loaded .38 caliber revolver in a hidden compartment. Their storage unit contained a .44 Magnum revolver and 9 long guns of various calibers. On his arrest, Jimmy Richardson allegedly possessed $2,600 in cash on his person. The formal police complaint alleges that the Richardsons were the heads of a large marijuana distribution network in the Sitka area. Shipping records and receipts found during the search suggest that it was mail-based rather than a grow operation. The complaint alleges that Wendy Jo Richardson warned her relative that her husband had made arrangements to bring a contract killer to Sitka. A Sitka grand jury on November 14th indicted the Richardsons on a total of 11 felonies, ranging from attempted extortion to misconduct involving weapons. Jimmy Richardson is in jail pending $10,000 bail. He'll appear next in Sitka Superior Court on January 9th at 2:15 p.m. Wendy Jo Richardson has been released on $5,000 bail. Her next hearing is scheduled for November 21st at 3:30 p.m. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.